Humanity was made in the image of God. We cannot be truly what we were created to be apart from God. We crave deeply and keenly in our souls a relationship with the divine. Scripture tells us that all of nature displays God's glory. We catch a glimpse when we hear the wind through the trees, see a sunset over the ocean, gaze down on a valley from a mountaintop, and a thousand other ways. God also occasionally speaks to us through dreams and visions, signs and wonders. All these can be very nice, but God has revealed himself through the written word. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that all scripture is inspired by God, or more literally, God breathed. In Matthew 4:4, Jesus reminds Satan and us through the biblical record of Deuteronomy 8:3, that people need more than bread for their life. They must feed on every word of God. The psalmist writes, "I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you, and I will study your commands and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your principles and not forget your word." There are those who place a low priority on scripture reading because they do not like to feel guilty when they don't read God's word daily. Guilt is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, it can be a very useful tool to keep us on the right path. 2 Timothy also tells us that scripture is useful to teach us what is right and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and it teaches us to do what is right. I do not, however, berate or criticize those who are not committed to reading their Bible daily. When our children are learning to walk, we don't condemn them for their failures. Rather, we praise them for the progress they make. We need to apply this to the spiritual journey as well. Besides, there are times when, in my own rebellion, I neglect or refuse to spend time reading God's Word. We cannot, however, live healthy, whole lives without spending significant time reading, memorizing, and thinking, really pondering the Word of God.